Good evening, everyone. It's 6 p.m. on November 20th. Let's get started. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order.
Amin?
Here.
Chairman Brown did notify us that he wasn't going to be available tonight due to a conflict. Hatfield?
Here.
McGill? McCullough?
Here.
Moe?
Here.
Rommelfinger? Ryan?
And did Rommelfinger let you know that he was going to be absent?
I did not hear from him.
Okay. Well, I would make a motion to send that to the next meeting, to talk about it at the next meeting. I know Brown did call me, so his is excused. Has everyone had a moment to look at the meeting minutes from the last meeting? And if so, could I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you. Let's move on to new business. First today, we've got three different items today. First, we will have a public hearing to consider a special event permit. Don't come up just yet, though, for New Paradigm Dance Theater. Is the applicant present? We'll call you up in a few minutes. Thanks. And is there anyone besides the applicant who wishes to be heard on the matter? Seeing none, I'll ask the city clerk to read the application into the record.
I did just want to see that there was two sets of minutes in the packet. There was one for November 20th, and then one also for the 6th. So I just wanted to make sure that you both saw both of those with that.
Only one.
It's on the back.
Oh.
It's the approval of minutes. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Gotcha. Should we go ahead and approve the second meeting
minutes?
Yeah,
that would be great.
Can I have an approval to approve the other meeting minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you both. Okay, wonderful. And now we're ready to have Mary Joy read the application for
great.
New Paradigm.
The public hearing tonight is to consider an application for a special events permit from New Paradigm Dance Theater, doing business as Colorado Movement Lab, for a fundraising event on November 23rd at their site at 9910 Wadsworth Parkway, Suite 100, from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. New Paradigm Dance Theater is a qualifying social organization registered with the Secretary of State, and this is the organization's second time applying for special events here in the city. A copy of the application is part of your packet. It provides an introduction, summary of events, event summary, and site plan. Pursuant to state law, the event site has been posted continuously for 10 days preceding the hearing tonight to inform the public of the request to sell fermented malt beverage, Venice, and spirituous liquor for on-premise consumption, and of this hearing opportunity to voice support or opposition to the application. There were no comments received at the city clerk's office about this event. I enter this information for the record.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and submit the city clerk's information into the record, and I now request the police department. Can you raise your right hand? And do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is true and correct?
I do. Troy Gordon, your liquor enforcement officer on behalf of the city. Police department did receive the special event permit for Paradigm Dance Theater. The local background check was completed. There was nothing that would adversely reflect upon the character of the applicant. The security plan was submitted and appears to be proper for the venue. And we did not have any alcohol-related issues at the last time that they came before the board. So based on that, the police department has no reason to deny application.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and submit that into evidence. At this time, we'll ask the applicant to come forward.
Sure.
Hi. Good evening. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear and affirm that the testimony you're about to give is true and correct? And can you please say and spell your name for the record and address?
Yes, I do. My name is Marnie Brendix. It's M-A-R-N-I-E and the last name is Brendix. R-U-N-D-I-K-S. Do you need my home address or?
Either works. Either one works.
Okay. Parkway number 100.
Fantastic. Can you give us a little bit of information about why you're here today?
One is a youth company, one's an adult, and one's a special needs. Most of the dancers have either Down syndrome or autism, and they dance together. But we're a fledgling organization, and it's going to take just a little bit of time to get SCFD and all that sort of thing to keep us afloat. So we need to have a fundraiser. And one of our big pushes right now is we have a world premiere of a Nutcracker. It's called Nutcracker Reimagined, and it's in December. And it's something nobody's ever seen before. All the characters are actually animals. It's not the Nutcracker with all the kids and stuff. And it's Colorado flora and fauna. But ticket sales and the kids' tuitions aren't going to cover it and all of that. So we need to rely on our generous donors. And it's the event itself. It's called the Golden Acorn Ball. And it is a mix of a fashion show. Some of the dancers are creating their own costumes, and there'll be some excerpts of the Nutcracker in the show. And all right now, I think I know all of these people, everyone that's attending so far. I don't see any names that I don't know. The seating capacity for the event is 75. So far, we've sold 50 tickets. They always have last minute people that kind of show up at the door, but we're not going to allow more than 75 because we want everyone to have a seat. I'm one of the owners, but I'm also, I would say, the Girl Friday that does everything. I will end up being the bartender. I have hand stamps. Everyone who's bought a ticket so far is 21. I know that. But I will, anyone I don't know, I will card, and they're going to get a stamp on their hand, so they can't have a drink unless they have a stamp. Two drinks per person, and I'm also a caterer, so I'll be putting out tons of food for the people.
Wonderful.
It'll be red wine, white wine, some kind of Colorado beer, I don't know, and sparkling water. The event is for 2 hours, and we always tell our people at the end of the evening we will call a ride share for them if we don't think they can get home on their own. We want to keep our people really safe. It's really important to us.
I appreciate your presentation. You covered so many different bases.
I read my homework. I tried
yes.
to do it. So, I take it really seriously, and we're really happy to be in Westminster. We want to be in good standing with everyone.
I don't have any questions. I'm going to open it up to the board to ask you any additional questions.
Nothing to do with your permit. I'm just a big fan of what you do. How much are you trying to raise?
Well, we're hoping to raise 40,000. If we get half that, we'll be happy, because ticket sales never even cost. Like right now, I'm working a year and a half. I've worked for nothing, and so is the other two owners. So we're hoping for 40. We'll see.
All right, I will keep that in mind.
Yeah, we also have a silent auction, and we've gone to all these businesses in the area and put together baskets to hopefully not only help us but to showcase all the businesses, because we think that's a really good thing to do, to reciprocate. So we've done everything in the area. We've reached out to the chamber, and I spent all day today running around picking up last minute gift certificates and putting together baskets. And it's just going to have great music. It's going to be fun, and the kids are so enthusiastic. So when I say kids, that's the youth company. They're from 12 to 18, so they're pretty excited about it.
Okay, I'll close the public portion of the hearing and open it up for board discussion and or a motion.
Based on the testament and evidence provided, I say we grant the application for the new Paradigm Dance and doing business as Colorado Movement Lab. Is that what it is, Movement Lab?
The for-profit business is Colorado Movement Lab, and then the nonprofit underneath us is New Paradigm Dance Theater.
For the event on November the 23rd at 9910 Wadsworth Parkway.
I second it. Could we have a roll call vote, please?
Amin.
Aye.
sorry, Hatfield?
Yes.
McGill?
Yes.
McCullough?
Yes.
Moe?
Yes.
Rommelfinger? Sorry, Ryan?
Yes.
Congratulations. Mary Joy will be in touch about your new license for the event. Thank you.
I'll get that sent to you.
Yeah, thank you, Mary.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome.
Do I have to stay till the end?
No.
No, no, you're free to go. All right, we will be moving on to other business. Next up is a new hotel, restaurant, and liquor license for, I'm sorry, new hotel, restaurant license for Contigo Taqueria. I'm not ready for you just yet, but is there an applicant present? Thank you. Mary Joy, could you read the application into the record, please?
Yep. I'm sorry, yes, sorry. The board's here tonight for a public hearing to consider the new hotel restaurant liquor license application from Contigo Taqueria Colorado LLC, doing business as Contigo Taqueria, 8471 Church Ranch Boulevard. The property is zoned PUD, planned unit development, and the sale of alcoholic beverages by the drink for on-premise consumption is an allowed use. Notice of this hearing was published on the city's website on November 4th, and the property has been posted with signage to notify passersby of the date and time of this hearing for more than 10 days before this evening. The designated neighborhood boundaries for petitioning purposes were on the north, 104th Avenue, on the south, 98th Avenue, on the west, Garland Street, and on the east, Wadsworth Boulevard. Surveying was completed by Liquor Pros, and a report of the results and the petition are part of your packet. There currently are four other hotel restaurant licenses in this neighborhood: Jana Kapoor, The Brunch House, Rocky Finn Poke Bar, and G's Tacos. And I submit this information for the record.
Wonderful. And I see that the survey results have both business and residential in favor at 100%. So we'll go ahead and submit the city clerk's information into the record and also that petition this evening. Can the police department please give their testimony?
The police department did receive the application for the hotel restaurant liquor license for Contigo Taqueria. The background has been completed. There was nothing found that would affect the character of the licensee. Documentation was provided for funding of the business and appears to be proper. The listed applicant does have experience in the liquor industry. However, they did not indicate responsible vendor training. The applicant has held other liquor licenses, and I, in the previous couple of years, did not find any reported alcohol violations. Therefore, the police department has no reason to deny application.
Thank you.
And I did just want to say, I found it, they did submit a
tips
certificate for responsible vendor training. The owner did.
Wonderful. That's great. Thank you. We'll go ahead and put that police report into the record. And if you could come forward at this time. Good evening.
Good evening.
Please raise your right hand and.
My mom. Are you an chick? My name is Kilan. I'm the daughter.
Okay. And do you swear and affirm that the testimony you're about to give is true and correct? And can you go ahead and, if you're both, say your name and spell it, and also your address for the record. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Can you go ahead and tell us a little bit about why you're here this evening?
Okay. We just actually moved to the Westminster location to the Landed restaurant. And our restaurant is not fast food place, not high-end restaurant. We're trying to be very friendly to our customers. We are mid-range and not expensive, no low and mid-range. We really want to be that restaurant like a family-oriented restaurant, because we went to the Taco Bell and their chair is no moving and everything and on the floor. And then I said, why all family? Because we have a big family, like 10 of us. We can sit down in 2-3 tables. Mm-hmm. I thought, okay, if we run the business, we really want to be people do whatever together. It's a family oriented. That's our strategy of our restaurant. And so this year, Mexican food, the reason of the Mexican food, because the building used to Taco Bell and KFC. And then we've been there for almost 20 some years. And we thought, okay, because of the very big company, they have a very good marketing team behind them. And so I'm 100% sure people like Mexican food. And we thought, okay, let's keep the Mexican concept to run it there. And so since the, our place, no fast food and no restaurant in mid-range, and people ask us to serve, can we, could you guys serve us like a light wine? Kind of like a light beer, and we just said, definitely, we want to be happy to serve that. And so that's the main reason we are here today.
Great, and then my follow-up question is, I understand you took vendor training on responsible alcohol service. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yes, yeah. We used to own the liquor store in a private winery store, and so we very familiar with the alcohol, but not serving alcohol like a restaurant type. This is our first time, but we trained all our managers. We trained all two person who handle the alcohol. We all trained their own employees, making sure we don't want to have any violation or anything harm anybody. So we did everything in our end.
Wonderful. I'm going to open it up for other board members to ask questions also.
Absolutely. Thank you.
How many, how big is your restaurant going to be? How big? You said it was where the old Taco Bell was and the Kentucky Fried Chicken? And what's the capacity?
Right now, capacity is 86.
86?
And the building itself, 4,000 square feet.
And you're doing tenant finishes right at the moment?
Yes, we did everything ready. It's already opened for 3 months right now.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, actually, we won the competition too. This year, we went to the competition. We won the
That was for the Taste of Westminster. Okay. They won that. And they're already an operating restaurant. They're applying for the liquor license, and they've been operating for a few months.
Is this in the, did you say this is off of Church Ranch Boulevard over where the Kentucky Fried Chicken and Taco Bell were together?
Yeah.
Is that your building now?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Just good to know. I like good food. anyone else on the board? Well, I'll go ahead and close the public portion and open it up for board discussion. Or if anyone would like to put forward a motion.
I'm ready to make a motion. I think we all think that this is perfectly super.
Thank you.
We can tell that you have it all together.
Thank you.
So based on the evidence and testimony presented, I move that the board find the application satisfies the state and local requirements for the licensure and that the board approve this application.
Second.
Mary Joy, could you go ahead and do the roll call, please?
Sorry. Amin?
Yes.
Hatfield?
Yes.
McGill?
Yes.
McCullough?
Yes.
Moe?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
It passes. Congratulations on your new license.
Thank you.
And Mary Joy will be in touch with you about
everything
you need. Yeah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, and moving on to new business. Our third one for this evening is a new hotel restaurant for Ultra Lounge West. And do we have an applicant in the audience? Correct. If you could wait a few moments, we will go ahead and have the city clerk read the application into the record.
Sorry. This is a new public hearing for a hotel restaurant liquor license from Yak and Yeti Restaurant Lounge, Inc., doing business as Ultra Lounge West, 8971 Yates Street. This business was approved for a lodging and an entertainment license back in July of this year. Unfortunately, the zoning at this site does not allow for an event center use. And so because of that, the conflict with the license type and such, we chose to bring this back to the board to review it for a hotel, restaurant, liquor license, and the cabaret will stay intact as well. The property is zoned planned unit development, and the sale of alcoholic beverages for the drink by the drink for on-premise consumption isn't allowed use. It was just the event center type of license that was not allowed. Notice of the hearing was published on the Westminster website on November 5th, and the property has been posted with signage to notify passersby of the date and time of this hearing for more than 10 days preceding this evening's meeting. Surveying was completed back in July by Oedipus petitioning for the first application and received a 100% needs and desires result. A new survey was not completed due to the timing of the original survey, and the survey results being what they were, 100%. The boundaries for that initial survey were on the north 94th Avenue, on the south Turnpike Drive, on the west Westminster Boulevard, and on the east Utica Street. There are 12 hotel restaurant licenses in this neighborhood located in this neighborhood, and they include Hook and Reel, Cajun Seafood and Bar, Outback Steakhouse, Bolero Westminster, Vato's Tacos and Tequila, Alamo Draft House Cinema, the Origins Hotel, Tappan Burger Westminster, Bonchon, Olive Garden Italian Restaurant, El Tequeno Mexican Family Restaurant, One Vietnamese Restaurant, and the Doubletree Hotel. I submit this information for the record.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and put that petition from the surveyor and the city clerk's information into the record. Could we hear from the police department?
So the police department did receive the new application for the hotel and restaurant liquor license. Based on the timing, the background check was not completed this time since it was fine on the last report that was given, as well as the funding for the business. The owner does have experience in liquor industry. Also holds other liquor licenses, and there are still no reported alcohol violations with those licenses, and the police department has no reason to deny the H&R or the cabaret.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and submit that police department report into evidence. Will you please come forward at this time? If you could both please raise your right hand and do you swear and affirm that the testimony you're about to give is true and correct? And could you give your name and spell your name and address for the record?
My name is Don Bartas, 8545 East 127th Court, Brighton, Colorado, 80602. Okay, if I start asking you questions? Okay.
Yes.
So we thought we already had our license.
Maybe we should get his name for the record.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt. Could I get your name also?
My name is Neil Dunning, D-U-N-N-I-N-G, counsel for Mr. Park.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Anyway, so we had to reapply to get a different type of liquor license because the lodging and entertainment license wasn't going to work for the premises, right?
Go ahead.
So you're seeking instead a hotel and restaurant license, correct?
Okay.
And you have other hotel and restaurant licenses. What's the occupancy for this building? How many people can be in the building?
This one would be between 250 and 300.
Okay. And what type of food are you going to offer at the restaurant?
We're going to like burger, sandwiches, you know, like American food.
Okay. Okay, so this one's not going to be Indian or Nepalese food like your other restaurant?
No.
Okay, all right. And what's your policy going to be for if somebody asks for non-alcoholic beverage. If they want a beer or some type of a wine or something like that, what's your policy going to be?
Yeah, we must take ID for everyone, okay, you know, like we used to.
Okay.
So far, 23 years in Westminster, everything's going good so far. You know, my other location, the academy, so same policy we're going to follow.
And if you see that somebody's had too much to drink or if they're intoxicated,
don't serve that.
Yeah. Don't serve? Okay. What are your hours going to be at this location?
Yeah, like, you know, lunch hour, 11 a.m. normal, and, you know, 9:30 and sometimes later late weekend.
Okay.
So that depends on business.
Okay.
That go.
Okay.
Changing.
Okay. You've had responsible vendor training for yourself,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
And what's your policy for those who work at the Ultra Lounge West and they're going to serve alcohol? Are they going to be trained or
not? Right. Everyone has to be trained. They're going to follow the rule before we, you know, we ask for the job.
Okay. And how many employees do you think they'll have at this location?
15 to 20, I'm guessing, for right now, depending on business. Sometimes more, sometimes less.
And how many of those do you think would be serving?
Serving like 5, 6, 10.
Okay. Depend on. And the others will be in the kitchen?
Yeah. Well, they start from the small end and see how that business go.
Okay.
Then we're going to increase.
Okay. 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 Any other questions for Mr. Matry?
Great. Thank you for your presentation. Does anyone on the board wish to ask the applicant any questions?
I'm not sure. I think the alcohol problem is not an issue at all as far as the license goes. I guess I'm a little confused with it was you, if I recall correctly, you were going to use this to hold larger parties, which I thought was a great idea because we can never find a place big enough to have parties. So with that thought, are you still, what would be a limit that changes it from if he houses 50 people for an event, and it's not really an event center, it's just a restaurant, but you're going towards the floor plan that it is more of an event center because he was talking about having weddings and do I recall that correctly? Okay, so that's my question, if you all go get where I'm going with this. Okay.
I don't know if any of you recall when he was located on Sheridan Boulevard, and he had such a big space there that he did have space where he would host bigger family parties, birthday parties, that kind of things. I think he even had some weddings and stuff, and that's when he decided he applied for a cabaret license.
Right.
Because they kind of wanted to do that, but my understanding was you still were open for business because the site was so big. I don't think there's anything that prohibits him from hosting bigger parties there under a hotel restaurant license.
No, it would be just like going to a place like Maggiano's where you can rent out rooms.
Okay.
So the same concept in this sense here is that he could hold events. It just is a little different plan than what we originally were looking at because of zoning.
Okay, yeah, you see, I was just, like I said, I think they're totally responsible as far as the alcohol has nothing to do with that. It's more of a question of you couldn't have an event center under that, but
yeah.
if we change it to a different type of liquor license, then he could still accomplish the same.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything.
Not a problem.
I don't think there's anything that would prevent him from doing that. I mean, I think there could be issues if it was pushed more to that sign where, as far as zoning goes, where that's just, they're shutting down to just do these events. I think there could be issues there, but they are planning on operating it first and foremost as a restaurant.
Okay. Right.
Is
okay.
My understanding.
All right. Sure.
I'm more happy.
Oh, you're more. Oh, well, that's good. As long as you're happy, we're happy. Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
I guess I wanted to ask either Chuck or Troy or counsel for the applicant. What is the different Under state law, what is the difference between a entertainment license and a hotel restaurant license? What's the, it sounds to me, I'm not sure why anybody would go through the trouble applying for an entertainment license in a zone that doesn't allow entertainment when they could do what they're doing now, getting a hotel restaurant license and coupled with the cabaret, provide entertainment and yet and still host rehearsal dinners, bat mitzvahs, you know, you name it. What's the difference? I'm not understanding that.
I guess the real difference is what the business model is. So in this case here, the hotel and restaurant license makes better sense and falls under the city zoning, whereas the lodging and entertainment for that area, it just isn't accepted in zoning or hasn't been adopted.
Right. Let me clarify my question. I understand what you just said, Troy. What I don't understand is in the state liquor code, this may be for you, Chuck, in the state liquor code, what is the criteria for obtaining a lodging and entertainment license, and how do those criteria differ from a hotel, restaurant, liquor license? What is the fundamental, what's the dividing line between the two
licenses?
The one
thing I would state is the requirement for food is different. Between a restaurant, hotel, and a lodging entertainment, they're just not required to have hours of full food service.
For which license?
For the lodging and entertainment. Okay. And just a brief explanation, when they brought this type of license on maybe 6-7 years ago, I want to say it was 2018, it was a little bit odd, but I think what they were trying to do is these different types of businesses were coming in. Salons wanted to be able to serve alcohol, the dart, you know, the axe throwing, those things. And they didn't, their only real option was a tavern license. And someone at the state or the legislature didn't like that. So it was a way to get them away from applying for a tavern license and still be able to serve alcohol if they came in, they wanted to have their hair done, throw axes, I'm trying to think, you know, the arcade fits under that. It just allowed them to serve alcohol and not have to have a full restaurant offering.
So then my question is for the applicant. In the business model, I assume you have now planned to meet the food requirement, which would be fundamentally different for a restaurant than for an entertainment venue, correct? Am I following that correctly?
No, you're absolutely right.
Okay.
Both of your questions were excellent questions because we kind of struggle with what's the difference too. So
yeah.
Even hearing you guys discuss it is helpful, so I appreciate that. Yeah, I think it kind of goes back to what Mary Joyce said, it's kind of what's the focus. And here, as a restaurant, we have to have food options and we have to have it the whole time that we're open. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're used to doing, so we're going to go back to the model. Different venue, but we're going to go back to the model that we're used to of having, you know, a restaurant that's open at the site the whole time that we're open. Whereas before, you know, we're probably going to have, say, like a buffet from time to time, and hoping that we'd have these other entertainment things like maybe birthday parties or weddings or whatever they were, and it wouldn't necessarily be a food choice during mm-hmm. the hours that we're open. So we've scrapped that and gone back. We'll do the restaurant because we know how to do a restaurant. And
okay, so one follow-up question. This is just a matter of curiosity. I have really no objections. I'll put that on the table now. I'm not headed in that direction at all. I'm just curious at this point, why even consider going into the entertainment lodging business to begin with, when your history, I mean, I'm very familiar with Yak and Yeti, one of my favorite places, is why didn't you just do that to begin with?
I think part of it was is we kind of event center focus.
Okay.
I think we got so tunnel visioned on that, that that's why.
Yeah, no, that makes sense to me. Thank you very much.
Yeah. But here we are.
Thank you.
And before I close the public portion of the hearing and open it up for a further board discussion or a motion, I do see, besides council, I see two other individuals in the audience, and I want to see if anyone is in favor or opposed to the license tonight. Seeing none, we'll move forward and close the public portion of this hearing. Would anyone like to open it up for board discussion or a motion? I will go ahead then and make a motion to approve based upon the evidence and testimony presented. I move that the board find this application for Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Lounge, doing business as Ultra Lounge West, satisfies the state and local requirements for licensure, and that the board approve the application. Do I have a second?
I second.
Amin? Yes.
Hatfield?
Yes.
McGill?
Yes.
Sorry, McCullough?
Yes.
Mo?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
My goodness, you've had to go through this twice in one season. Thank you so much tonight, and Mary Joy will be in touch. Congratulations on your new license.
Thank you.
At this time, we'll move on to miscellaneous business and reports.
So the next two meetings would be December 4th and 18th, I believe, are the dates. I just got to check here really quick before I start talking. And at this moment, I don't have anything. The only thing that I don't think I could even do a special event permit for the 4th. So if we want to go ahead and just take a vote to cancel that hearing, but I'd like to leave the 18th open just in case we happen to get something like that.
And I see it's a third, close. So do we have a motion to cancel the December 3rd?
No, it is the 4th.
Is it the 4th?
Yeah. Yeah.
What, December?
Yeah. December. Are you looking at 2024?
Oh, I got a calendar for 2025. You tricked us.
Sorry. Yeah, I just updated those. Sorry.
Yeah, I moved to cancel the meeting on December 4th. Do I have a second?
Yes, second.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. If we don't have anything else, thanks, everyone.
I will let you know about the 18th.
Okay.
And I think you all got to meet Jeff last week or at the last meeting. And we will be working here, hopefully sometime shortly after the first of the year, to do another training to bring him on board, which you guys are welcome to come. If you have any new information, you want to hear anything, repeat, or there is a few little changes to code that might get addressed. But yeah, we'll get him trained and up and running, and we'll have a full board again.
You have your pizza, I'll come read.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.